Dr. Magnus Ransdorp is a terrorism expert based in Sweden. Dr. Ransdorp, Anders Behring Breivik wrote a 1,500-page manifesto, as you know. He'd been in contact with a variety of right-wing groups. Is there any reason that he should have been monitored, or was he enough of a loner to remain below the radar and not come up as a potential threat?
You know, I think this is the question that the Norwegian authorities will be asking themselves. What was it possible to find this person? I think there may be indications that the law enforcement community should have perhaps looked out for precursors of getting aluminum powder and so on, which he ordered over the internet. He was, in fact, on the radar screen, but they didn't do anything. I mean, the manifest is an extremely fascinating document. You know, he leaves everyone wondering, was he just alone, or is he part of something bigger? And to some extent, he's already achieved his objectives, and that is that everyone is worried, everyone is scared. They don't know what may come after this.
Do you think that there has been too much of a focus on al-Qaeda by security services, perhaps throughout Europe, more so than for a domestic terrorism threat?
I mean, obviously, it's important to look at all sorts of extremism, and we shouldn't forget left-wing extremism, and we're seeing some of the manifestations of that down in Greece with in the wake of the financial crisis, and I think we may even see more of that. But also, that sort of puts a new chapter onto to what we may expect for the future. Lone individuals taking independent action, being aware of how the security services work, and it has a sort of almost complete online radicalization.
He almost seems to have borrowed some techniques from al-Qaeda, even though he proclaims hatred for Islam and for Muslim immigrants.
Well, he's not an intellectual giant. It's very clear. He doesn't have the capacities. He copies the ideology. He buys into a ready-made ideology. He expands on it. He also has a section in there which he borrows straight from Islamist extremists and jihadists, where, you know, it's advice of how do you make explosives. He plagiarizes from the Unabomber. He mentions also, of course, Timothy McVeigh. I mean, he's a synthesis of everything that you can conceivably think about, which is put together in this very disturbing document.
You know, on the face of it, there seems to have been a resurgence of extremism in Europe, some in some cases with political gains as well. So does somebody like Anders Behring Breivik add to the interest among those cells of right-wing extremism? Does it make those who might be politicized and have an ideology more violent because of the possible sneaking admiration? Or are there moves to distance the ideology from the man?
Well, most of the established right-wing parties that crept into the political sphere, they are distancing themselves from the violence, even though they secretly sympathize with some of the elements of his ideology. The question, I guess, is, you know, we hope that there are no people that are crazy enough to claim that they are acting together with him to do attacks, etc. I think then it becomes a very disturbing discourse. The central thing he wants to create is polarization in society. And to some extent, I think he succeeded in doing the inverse of what he wanted to achieve. And what is happening now is you can see the discourse in many European capitals sort of trying to attach these right-wing established parties to his manifesto, to being associated with his worldview. And that, of course, may limit some of the attractiveness of these parties, but also, you know, may worryingly leave a couple to join him, you know, in his quest to strike against the targets that he lists. And those are, in essence, all the political parties except for the right-wing parties.
Dr. Ransdorp, thank you.
My pleasure.